The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
Good morning, Rutherford County. It's time to get up and at 'em. It's the Wake Up Crew on News Radio, WGNS.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Tuesday edition of the Wake Up Crew. It is Taco Tuesday.
It's also Hump Day Eve.
It's Taco Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry. Taco Tuesday.
Episode 1724. MTSU classes start next Monday.
We've done 1,000. I need people to understand. We've done 1,724 of these. That's a lot.
Yeah.
It's too many, some would say.
And to still be fresh like we are.
Well, are we?
Freaky fresh.
Would you define this as fresh? I'd define it as frozen.
I am.
MTSU classes start next Monday. The first PTS Thursday show is this week. That's Primetime Sports Thursday. I call it Primetime Sports Thursdays, like I used to do when I did the Thursday games. Got fired from that anyway. Mm. But I used to do the Thursday games, and I'd call it Primetime Sports Football Thursday.
Mm.
Yeah, great. And it's Oakland versus CPA Friday. The voice of high school sports, Brian Barrett, will be there.
Mm.
Yeah. And did I tell you it was Taco Tuesday?
It's Taco Tuesday.
Yep, he's going to be doing the play-by-play. Mm-hmm.
That's
I'm
him.
Looking forward to that.
And talking to important people on Rutherford issues.
Yes, really.
That's
and
later in my other life.
Our song of the day today is...
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm freaking you out here. Paul McCartney and Michael Jackson. I don't know if this was so unexpected, actually.
A little bit.
Yeah. I'll steal your music, all your music catalog, Paul. Michael took all of his music catalog.
That's true. I had my mic muted when I was coughing.
And now Brian Barrett joins in. It's a trio.
That's an unexpected duet.
That's unwanted.
Unwarranted, even.
Yeah. That's our song of the day. All right. See, I got that in.
Nice.
Got it in early today, too.
Yeah, we did. You can tune in to your favorite WGNS shows live or on demand and even watch them on Big G TV by visiting WGNSradio.com/listen.
Listen.
Now, big news happened yesterday as we closed the show.
It's true.
And it goes in with Taco Tuesday. Demas's is going to put a restaurant on the campus of MTSU.
Yes. He's got all the information.
It's going to be in the Student Union building.
Oh, inside.
Where they have all the restaurants and stuff in there.
Oh, they do? I didn't know that. They used to not have restaurants in there back when I went to school.
Yeah, but they've got a brand new Student Union building.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even know where to go at MTSU anymore. I know how to get to the stadiums.
So the new Student Union building is close to the rec center. It's the new building close to the rec center. They've got the skyway that goes over to the parking garage, and that's the Student Union building. There's a Chick-fil-A in there.
So is that where they hang out? Is that where kids still hang out and stuff? Okay.
Yeah.
And the Demas is going to be in there.
That is correct. They are actually next Monday, which is the first day of school, at 9:30, going to have a grand opening that location.
Wow.
Here's old baby boomer. Back in my day, they had MTSU people, workers, that would cook. I mean, would fix your lunches and stuff.
Mm.
Salads and all that kind of thing. But we didn't have any, like, Chick-fil-A or anything inside the building at the Student Union.
They've got, is it a Dunkin' or a Starbucks? It's some one of those.
I think it's a Starbucks.
One of those coffee places.
Jamie, you have to walk a lot more now.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, to get places.
Jamie Demas, who is... the oldest son. They have a son and a daughter. This is the son of Peter and Kristen. He's going to manage the one on campus.
Oh.
So they're keeping it in the family.
The good thing about it, they've already got an automatic audience. I mean, they've already got people.
So although I will say, Demas's, you go into a Demas's, and there are not many college students there.
No, you're right.
So the first
there
one,
aren't many people.
I wonder, are they going to change their menu any to?
I don't know. I'd say it'd probably be less.
Yeah.
They'll probably have less,
right?
But they'll have they'll have blackened chicken pasta for sure. They'll have soup. They'll have like the highlights.
You don't know any of that. The first 100 customers were going to receive a swag bag with some coupons and stuff in it, merchandise. But one of those bags, one of those 100, will have a golden ticket.
Oh, for what? What does that do?
And the recipient of that golden ticket will get one free meal per day for the entire fall semester.
Wow.
At Demas's.
Pretty awesome.
It's a good deal.
Is that just for students? Or can I take...
I was thinking the exact same thing.
And then your next question, hey, do you mind if I use this over at the Broad Street location?
Checking your Rutherford County weather. The heat advisory continues. Sunny and hot today. Highs top out near 98 degrees. With heat index values approaching 105. Winds north around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy skies. Light winds. Lows drop to 73. And then Wednesday, chance for showers and storms developing or building into the area. And highs get back well into the 90s. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 73.
Shopping at the ReStore.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat ReStore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat ReStore.
Shopping at the ReStore.
Look, try the Habitat ReStore. We have used appliances.
Hey, we have refrigerators, microwave, gently used washers and dryers.
We're hiring at the Habitat ReStore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
You will leave a store. Humming.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
She wrote this letter and gave it to my dad to have the minister to read at the funeral. It was very healing for the kids, even for the grandkids.
Let the Murfreesboro Funeral Home help your family when experiencing loss of a loved one.
From brakes and alignments to new tires and wheels, Tire World, locally owned and operated in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Online at tireworld.us.
Play an old guitar, nine half past one. Trying to make a living while everybody else is having fun.
Don't just go to any barber, go to the singing barber, Charlie Pitts. Get a great haircut and entertainment too. That's Charlie Pitts, 2528 Las Casas Pike. Phone 615-785-0966. That's Charlie Pitts.
Mercy!
Back in 1985, when Toots first opened, there were very few restaurants in this town. We've seen hundreds of them come and go, and yet we are still so blessed to be in business and be doing business here in Rutherford County.
This is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants. After 40 years, we still got them. $6.99 daily lunch specials. Stop by Toots.com and check them out.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Get old. Old National Bank, that is. Old National Bank has the experience and service you need to buy a home, make investments, even online and mobile banking.
Old National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
50 fresh, flavorful seasons at the Rutherford County Farmers Market.
You bringing your tomatoes this Friday?
Sure am. Pick fresh this morning.
And I'll bring the sourdough.
Rutherford County Farmers Market, Tuesdays and Fridays, 7 to 1, at Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
The Bengals won their NFL exhibition at Washington 31-17. Joe Burrow threw a short touchdown pass. Washington running back Brian Robinson was out and could reportedly be traded. Without him on the Commanders' first two drives, they had six carries, 106 yards rushing, and two scores, including a 14-yard TD run from Jaden Daniels. The quarterback only played the one series. Quarterback for the Rams, Matthew Stafford, with his bad back, did practice for the first time in this training camp. Vikings wide receiver Justin Jefferson, after a strained hamstring, practiced on a limited basis for the first time in nearly a month. The Browns named quarterback Joe Flacco as their starter. To Major League Baseball, Detroit shut out Houston 10-0. Philadelphia beat Seattle 12-7. Trey Turner with four hits, five RBIs, including a homer. Milwaukee won 7-0 over the Cubs. Wins for Pittsburgh and Baltimore. Colorado, with a run in the ninth, beat the Dodgers 4-3. Giants 4-3 over the Padres.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
21 after the hour here on the Wake Up Crew, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Through Sharing Change, MTE members round up their bills to support local nonprofits. Learn more at sharingchange.org. I have to say, I'm getting kind of fired up for football.
Fired up?
Well, you know, seeing the old guys, the old coaches coming in here. couple of new ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you out there entertaining them. But with the new
Good Neighbor Grill. I was just waiting.
That's as big a news almost as Demas is going into the campus at MTSU.
Oh, is it?
We're going to have our own grill.
It's only open on Saturdays, and it's VIP.
Uh-huh. It's only open on Saturdays and only open to the coaches. So everyone else, just go ahead. And
yeah, you can come in. You could come by, but you will not be served.
Fueled by McDonald's and Donut Country.
Yeah. Going to have chicken biscuits this year.
Yeah, that's what I've heard.
Already had them on Saturday.
What? Well, yeah, you mean last Saturday, yeah. Talking about.
Yeah, but last Saturday didn't count. Me and John came up here in a grog.
I mean, we didn't really care about last Saturday because nobody's played a game. And so it's just kind of. This is my favorite. This is my favorite coach's show of the year. That one and the last one are my favorites.
The Bavarian cream donut.
Ooh. Mm. You're not going to have those, are you?
Well, it just depends on what they put in
box. They don't put the Bavarian cream in there much because I've checked. They put that little white stuff in it. What's that called? Icing?
They've got, of course, the iced donuts. They've got my favorite, the blueberry cake donut.
Yeah.
That sometimes, every now and then, we'll get a Dutch crumb, which is, that's a top-tier donut.
I kind of like the lemon filled.
Really?
I'm not a filled donut guy myself.
I'm not either, except the Bavarian cream. I do love the. I do love it.
Do you like it with the chocolate on the top or not? Okay.
Yeah.
Got to have the chocolate.
Yeah. So I guess being my friend like you are,
you'll
go in and request it.
All he
does is go in and pick up the box and leave. I don't even think he even speaks to him. He just goes, hey, guys.
No, I tell him what I'm there to pick up.
Oh, I've had to do that one time. They have it down.
Oh, they do.
I mean, they don't miss. They never miss.
I've had to pick up McDonald's once, and they do miss.
Yeah.
Just because sometimes they miss the order. And
well, the coffee is usually the problem
there. Or if they have the box.
Yeah. Yeah, whether they have the box or not.
Yeah.
So, but it's all good. Our good neighbor of the day, Sharon DeBoer, and the Child Advocacy Center their staff, are today's good neighbor of the day for working tirelessly over the last 25 years to be there for families of child sexual abuse victims. The CAC will receive flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
Today's good neighbor, you can send in a good neighbor by texting the word neighbor to 615-893-1450. Or just head on over to WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor. Two of the easy ways to get in good neighbors to us here.
Well, it is National Potato Day. Celebrate with a baked potato. You can get them from lots of places. Rick's Barbecue's got a good one. Slick Pig has one that I have not tried that I bet is pretty good. Get yourself a loaded baked potato. Celebrate. Jim and Nick's.
Loaded baked potatoes. They're awful good. Jimmy Nick's. When they have them, good. 624 on the crew.
Stones River Manor, the only faith-based nonprofit home for seniors in Rutherford County.
Everyone is so friendly. They really want to make you happy here.
Stones River Manor offers independent living.
When you get to our age and you live in a house, there's always things that's got to be done. Living here, I don't have to worry about anything.
You don't have a yard to mow. You don't have a roof to repair.
Just what you want to do outside.
Start the journey. They're near the intersection of Haynes Drive and Memorial Boulevard. Online at stonesrivermanor.com.
Shopping at the ReStore.
Every day is Earth Day at the Habitat ReStore.
We keep tons of material out of the landfill.
Hey, call us at the Habitat ReStore about your donated items may need to be recycled.
You have lights?
We take it.
How about gently used furniture?
We take it.
How about kitchen cabinets?
We take it.
The only thing we don't take is mattresses, box springs, and clothing.
We're hiring at the Habitat ReStore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
Access Tennessee News. I'm Will Dudley. Members of the Tennessee National Guard have deployed to Washington, D.C. to help with President Trump's enforcement actions and patrols of the nation's capital. A D.C. councilperson says 1,000 soldiers from the Volunteer State, West Virginia, Ohio, Louisiana, South Carolina, and Mississippi arrived in the city over the weekend. This is in line with previous commitments Tennessee Governor Bill Lee has made to the Trump administration, committing Tennessee resources to such domestic enforcement actions beyond our state lines. An arrest has been made in a situation that closed a Middle Tennessee school system yesterday. Authorities in Perry County say they have a juvenile in custody that allegedly reported a threat to a hotline, leading schools to close Monday as a precaution. Perry County Sheriff Nick Weems says the juvenile is being interviewed to understand the nature of the situation. Officials do not believe any further threat exists from the call. Schools are back in session as scheduled today. It's unclear what, if any, charges the juvenile will face.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The Powerball jackpot continues to grow. There was no jackpot winner in last night's drawing. That means the jackpot grows to $643 million for Wednesday night's drawing. The Powerball has been rolling with no winner since May. One ticket each with five numbers, but missing the Powerball number, was sold in Arizona and Texas, according to the Multi-State Lottery Association. Now, those tickets are worth about $1 million each. Will Nunley, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
627 here on the 627 on the Wake Up Crew. And since it's Taco Tuesday, you were talking about Frank Sinatra, watching some of his movies.
Old Blue Eyes.
You weren't really all that. Patsy's Italian Restaurant in Manhattan is known for attracting celebrities like Al Pacino, Calvin Klein, and Oprah Winfrey. Still, no name has been more synonymous with the Italian eatery than Frank Sinatra. Whenever he visited Patsy's, there were certain dishes he would frequently order, like the veal Milanese, is how you say it? Milanese? And ricotta torte. Mm. He even had a specific table upstairs where he always dined, indulging in his favorite appetizer, the stuffed artichokes.
I would love to be famous enough where I have a specific table at a restaurant that they just know I want to sit there.
Like Brian and Frank?
Well, he doesn't. He'd have to sit at a restaurant for that to happen.
Mm. Yeah. You know, like it's your table.
Uh-huh.
And they leave it blank. They leave it empty.
Yeah, they make sure nobody sits there.
Yeah. Pretty amazing.
We had that at Shoney's when we did the coaches show there. We had the whole back room.
Yeah, I don't remember ever using the back room except for that show. Really, I mean, I think there were a couple times they put a family back there. They either forgot we were coming or
they had to. They needed the room.
They needed a room until we got there. So that was a pretty nice gig, really.
Yeah, there was one time. Some of the details about what happened there, but they got upset. They needed a place to put people. But now they're not even around. So
don't even exist.
There is a Shoney's in Lebanon.
Ah.
Yep. I heard it's really good.
What kind of food did Shoney's have outside of breakfast? I don't even know.
Oh, well.
They had a food bar.
I know they had a buffet.
They had fish on Fridays.
Okay.
They had a... Slim Jim sandwich. It was out of this world. Yeah. I just thought it was good.
So it was kind of like just
hamburgers,
burger, like regular ish.
Yeah, but they did have a few like spaghetti. They had spaghetti on it. So
and their strawberry pie,
And hot fudge cake.
Yeah,
Hot fudge cake was to die for.
Big desserts.
The strawberry pie though, they were still selling those things right before it closed. I mean, everybody loved those strawberry pies.
But, you know, it's kind of a shame. You drive down Broad Street, and there's really the Captain D's is the only restaurant.
There's a ghost town, man, through there right now. Notice they're starting to dig down low under the tunnel.
Yeah,
I mean,
starting to get there.
Are they trying to get to the water? Is that what they're trying to do?
The water's going through that tunnel.
Yeah.
So, I think, from what I understand about it, from what I've read, they're digging the new area for the creek, and then they're going to pull the tunnel. Is that correct? Once the new creek is dug, that's when they're going to pull the tunnel?
Probably.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not 100%.
I mean, think it's going to look really good when they get
it done.
It's
going to be great.
Yeah.
There's a lot of work that's going to have to happen, and then a lot of landscaping, but then they've got to also start building the bridge.
Yeah.
That's going to go over the pedestrian bridge.
If you go to Cannonsburg, the little like parking area, whatever, you can see the end where that creek lets out. Like, you can even see where the culvert starts. that's there, and you, I mean, you can see it, and there's, it's really, it's a very pretty creek. Yeah. It's not dirty. There's,
they're getting ready to, that little street right there in front of the yard sale and all, that's not going to be there that much longer because the creek's going to have to run through there.
Well, it's going to be, I think it is going to be
pretty. I think it's going to be great.
You can start to see a little bit of it forming a little bit now. It's time for Today in History, brought to you by our friends over at Turner Security.
Turn to Turner Security.
In 1793, the yellow fever epidemic in Philadelphia, then the U.S. Capitol, has its first fatality. It lasts till November, killing around 5,000 people. In 1895, American frontier murderer and outlaw John Wesley Hardin is killed by an off-duty policeman in a saloon in El Paso, Texas. In 1965, the Yardbirds launch their first U.S. tour.
And I know if she had me back again, well, I would never.
Do you know who played guitar for the Yardbirds?
Who is that?
Eric Clapton.
Ah.
1967, the Beatles' All You Need Is Love single goes number one.
All you need is love, love. Love is all you need.
In 1979, My Sharona by The Knack hits number one, stays there for 42 days. I would say they were a one-hit wonder. In 2008, The Fame debut album by Lady Gaga is released.
Hollywood gets ready for the fame.
Came the Grammy Award Album of the Year and Best Electronic Dance Album in 2009. 2020, Apple becomes the first U.S. company to be valued at $2 trillion, just 2 years after it reached $1 trillion in valuation. That's a look at Today in History. Guess what's coming up, boys?
What's coming up?
Well, we're going to have a Good Neighbor Events.
Ding,
we're going to have another check of the forecast.
Ding, ding.
And also our first look at traffic. Got a little lazy on the old board, didn't we? Okay. 6:33, you're listening to the Wake Up Crew on a Tuesday.
This is CBS Rewind.
August 19th, 1977.
Say the secret word, the dog will fly down and pay him $100.
Groucho Marx died in Los Angeles.
I'm taking a major in medicine.
You're taking a major in medicine, huh? Is your husband aware of this?
He was 86.
Are you taking him for everything he's got?
This date in 1988.
Who's the bimbo?
The release of the comedy.
How am I supposed to get ahead in the family?
Married to the Mob.
In some way, you always have lie, cheat, steal.
And August 19th, 1993. Alec Baldwin.
You really are a tramp, you know that?
And Kim Basinger.
You love the tramp in me, Charlie.
Got married.
What the hell are you doing?
They divorced 9 years later.
You wouldn't dare.
I'm Brandon Brooks.
You're a funny guy.
And that's Rewind.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive can help you protect your home, auto, boat, motorcycle, ATV, and RV, and more. And if something wasn't mentioned that you had in mind, find out if it could be covered at Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE, because it probably can be.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. The heat advisory continues. Sunny and hot today. Highs top out near 98 degrees, with heat index values approaching 105. Winds north around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy skies, light winds, lows drop to 73. And then Wednesday, chance for showers and storms developing or building into the area. And highs get back well into the 90s. I'm Phil Jenska with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 73.
Good morning. A little bit more volume in the last few minutes coming through the Mount Tulip area, leaving Wilson County right now on I-40 going westbound, pushing on into Hermitage, Donaldson area. 65 is trying to build already up through Spring Hill with that heavy traffic volume at times already northbound on 65 as you work your way there around 840. Hey, Prince's Hot Chicken on location at the Wilson County Fair this year. Be sure to stop by the food truck and try some Prince's Hot Chicken there at the Wilson County Fair. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Good Neighbor Events is brought to you by America Air Pest Control, Old National Bank, and the law offices of John Day.
I've got pests, bees buzzing, rodents running all through my house, ants chewing wood, and look, there's a mouse. I'm overrun with pests, pests, but you're gonna be sure safe and secure. It's the last rites for those pests. Call the best of the best to get rid of your pests.
893-7111. AmeriCare Services Incorporated. Call us today. 893-7111.
Thank you for making WGNS a part of your family for over 78 years. Listen, Greenhouse Ministries Live in the Borough is next week. Get your tickets now. It'll be next week on Tuesday, August 26th. Live in the Borough. Dinner plus a tremendous talent show. And it all benefits Greenhouse Ministries. Next week, Tuesday night, August 26th at 6 p.m. in the ballroom at MTSU's Student Union Building. Tickets are $50 each. It benefits Greenhouse Ministries. We'll see you there. I always love Hummingbird Day. That's coming to the Wilderness Station in Barfield Crescent Park, Saturday, August 30th. The banding of the hummingbirds is at 8 o'clock that morning at Barfield Crescent Park. Don't throw away old glory. Bring your American flag to WGNS. And let the girls from BSA Troop 2019 at Trinity United Methodist Church retire it with dignity. Plus, we also recycle Bibles. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
You know, everyone has a more. First, it's a pony. Then to be on the cheer squad. Your more grows up just like you do, but your more can still carry you away or make you cheer. At First Bank, banking local gets you more. More of our time, more access to local bankers, more flexibility, and more product choices. Because getting more empowered and confident helps you pursue your more that never grows old. First Bank, bank local, get more. Member FDIC.
Here's Dr. Craig McCabe at McCabe Vision Center.
Tell us what your vision was like before you had the cataract surgery done.
My eyes were just really out of whack, and I do a lot of hand embroidery. I got to the point where I couldn't even do my embroidery.
Are you now able to doing your embroidery?
Oh, yeah. I can go back and do what I was doing 30 years ago.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive behind SunTrust Bank.
If you want to get some barbecue, I'll tell you how to do it. Head for the Slick Pig and you're into it. Just walk through the door at 1920 East Main and your nose will send a message right to your brain. Say, smells good. And barbecue. Slick Pig. Got ribs and beans. Got spicy wings. Slick Pig.
A Murfreesboro tradition. 1920 East Main.
When I don't know what time it is, I look down at my Longines watch. I think Longines offers the best quality for the price, and that's why I recommend you to get a Longines watch from Bell Jewelers. Hi, this is Trevor from Bell Jewelers. Here at Bell Jewelers, our showcase is very full with Longines watches. We just got a huge shipment in. We got the top lines like Conquest, Legend Diver, and Zulu Time, and many of the other ones as well. Come see us at Bell Jewelers, 821 Northwest Broad Street, across from Toots.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Wise guy.
It's 6:39, that's right. And when we talk about being 6:39, we talk about it's a dad joke of the day.
Yes.
Of course, this is not Brian's joke.
No, I mean, he's all but retired.
This is Polly Harding. And by the way, Miss Polly, while I have you, you know what would make those jokes really much better? Would be a little side thing of cookies right there. Just delivered, just bring them up here, you know?
What if she just brought you chocolate chip cookies instead?
Her chocolate chip cookies are pretty
good.
I'll
take them. Man, what are you talking about?
But you really want the snickerdoodle.
It's Miss Polly's cookies. I'll take anything. But anyway,
they're made with love.
Let's see if Brian can destroy her joke here.
Destroy?
Let's do that. We're not rating the joke at all. Not the quality of the joke. We are only rating delivery. Thumbs up or thumbs down. There we go. We fixed it.
Oh, yeah.
We
let's change it midstream.
New rule.
Hey, man. I don't trust trees.
Really?
They seem kind of shady.
Good solid delivery.
Yeah, that's a thumbs up. That was a solid delivery. I thought he was going to do Joe Rogan there for a minute.
Hey, man.
I liked it. 641, you're listening to the Wake Up Crew with Brian, John, and Dalton.
CBS News Brief. A White House meeting and an Alaskan summit behind them. The leaders of Russia and Ukraine are plotting next steps. CBS's Nancy Cordes.
During that call with the Russian president, President Trump worked to arrange this meeting between Putin and Zelensky, which the German chancellor told reporters could happen within the next 2 weeks.
Air Canada flight attendants are getting set to head back to work. CBS's Tom Hansen reports from New York's LaGuardia Airport.
Air Canada says that it hopes to resume at least some of its flights today after three full days of strikes that brought this company to a screeching halt.
Category 3 Hurricane Erin may be far out at sea, but it's stirring up dangerous waves and rip currents along the East Coast. This guy on Virginia Beach welcomes the swells.
When you have a Category 4, Category 5 hurricane off the coast, it's not going to hit. Like, that's a dream for a surfer.
Lifeguards on Wrightsville Beach in North Carolina rescued 60 swimmers yesterday. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Now an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
A tragic road rage incident in Rutherford County is now making its way through the court system as two suspects face second-degree murder charges in the death of 22-year-old Noah Taylor. Letitia McGowan and Glenn Branson appeared before a judge on Monday, while Taylor's grieving family, clad in, quote, "Justice for Noah" shirts, listened to a detailed account of the shooting. Detectives testified that video footage, cell phone records, and even shell casings recovered from the suspect's garage helped link the pair to the deadly encounter. According to Detective Christian Rather, the casings matched those found on Interstate 24, where Taylor was shot while driving to work. Branson reportedly admitted that the confrontation began on Lee Victory Parkway and escalated on I-24, where he opened fire with an AR-style rifle after misinterpreting Taylor's movements. Investigators say that both the weapon and the vehicle used were registered in McGowan's name. Prosecutors argue that she played an active role in attempting to conceal the crime, including disposing of the weapon and vehicle before fleeing to Chattanooga. A motion to reduce her bond was denied. Meanwhile, a separate deadly shooting is under investigation in Christiana, where authorities say that a break-in attempt ended in gunfire Saturday afternoon on Golden Valley Drive. According to Rutherford County Sheriff Mike Fitzhugh, a guest staying at the residence retrieved a handgun when someone allegedly tried to force their way inside. Lieutenant Steve Craig reported that multiple rounds were fired, resulting in one fatality. Detectives are now working to uncover what led to the confrontation and to confirm the identity of the deceased. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett. For News Radio WGNS, part of your Good Neighbor Network, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Franklin's Printworks is more than a print shop. They're a proud part of Rutherford County.
It is a focus of ours to be involved in the community. We partner with folks like the Journey Home and the Center for the Arts and all these places that help make our community better, and we're proud to do that.
Jeff Carlton with Franklin's Printworks, supporting local businesses, schools, nonprofits with high-quality printing, banners, signs, direct mail, and more.
We love to do stuff for the churches, for schools, for nonprofits.
Franklin's Printworks, trusted by the community.
First Shot, growing in Christ with life and athletic skills.
So we teach God's word at everything we do to implant it in them so that they understand that the only way to get through the world is with God on their side.
First Shot founder and executive director, Andy Herzer.
Our focus is on our inner city here at Patterson Park.
From academics to athletics, First Shot's focus is toward building a stronger, more courageous spirit to face opportunities and obstacles that our youth confront every day. To find out more about First Shot, go to firstshottn.org.
WGNS. Our family at Demas's Restaurant are proud to support local emergency responders who put their lives on the line for our community each and every day. This is Peter Demas, and here is this week's Demas's Emergency Responder of the Week.
You heard in the news about how many people with mental health issues have only law enforcement to help with their needs. Mental health is one of the major factors in crime and homelessness. Sergeant Jason Brown is coordinating a grant and research project to develop a virtual reality training program for the sheriff's office. It trains officers for crisis intervention Again, thank you, Rutherford County Sheriff's Sergeant Jason Brown.
When you see a firefighter, police officer, paramedic, or telecommunicator going the extra mile, let WGNS know, and we at Demas's Restaurant will salute them as the Emergency Responder of the Week.
Bigger isn't always better. When it comes to your financial institution, don't send your money to some far-off bank in another state. At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we help when others won't. We've been serving our community since 1957 and are still locally owned and operated in Middle Tennessee. If you're tired of talking to artificial intelligence and computer screens and branches, give Heritage South a try. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Insured by NCUA.
Access Tennessee News. I'm Will Nunley. The soccer coach at Girls Preparatory School in Chattanooga has resigned after an investigation revealed a history of hazing among the athletes. This according to the director of the school. Officials say recently received allegations of hazing within the soccer program under the leadership of Coach Patrick Winecroft were received. Leaders say an internal investigation revealed that the accusations were true and that these behaviors allegedly dated back several years. Again, that coach has resigned. An update to a story we brought you yesterday morning. The body of a drowning victim has been recovered from an East Tennessee lake. Officials say a 44-year-old man from Sevierville was recovered yesterday. Witnesses say the man was on a pontoon in the area of Indian Creek. He entered the water and struggled to stay afloat. It went under and did not resurface. This is the 17th boating-related death on Tennessee waters this year, according to the TWRA.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Record enrollment reported this year for the University of Tennessee. Total enrollment at the UT System's flagship campus has now surpassed 40,000, according to university leaders, as reported by WATE. Tennessee's student population has now jumped by more than 30% since 2020. UT received a record number of first-year applications from the class of 2029, with nearly 63,000. The university also has reported 5,300 transfer applications for this fall semester, and that is another record-breaking figure. Will Nunley, Access Tennessee News.
First Shot, growing in Christ with life and athletic skills.
So we teach God's Word at everything we do to implant it in them so that they understand that the only way to get through the world is with God on their side.
First Shot founder and executive director, Andy Herzer.
Our focus is on our inner city here at Patterson Park.
From academics to athletics, First Shot's focus is toward building a stronger, more courageous spirit to face opportunities and obstacles that our youth confront every day. To find out more about First Shot, go to firstshottn.org.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Welcome back to The Wake Up Crew. It's Taco Tuesday. We'll be talking about food all the rest of the day, especially in that second hour. We have the snack food report. I have a question for you, though.
For me?
This is kind of like random question, but it's a food question. Are you boys ready?
Yes. A random food question?
Name your favorite nacho appetizers. Like nachos. Who makes the best nachos to snack on before you get a meal in a Mexican restaurant? Or it doesn't have to
like
be
best
Mexican.
Tortilla chips.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, that's what, yeah.
Well, because like nachos is like the toppings and whatever.
Okay, yeah. Tortilla chips, yeah.
I just refuse to answer this question.
Do we consider salsa and queso?
Is it the whole thing?
Part of that?
The whole thing, the whole shebang. Because you can get good chips, but get terrible.
I'm going to take it a step further and I'm going to rate all three. My favorite chip.
Overachiever.
Okay, do you kind of come up with three now, Brian? Because he's coming up with three.
I'm just going to say the restaurant on Northfield.
Huh?
Carmen's. Carmen's is my favorite chip. My favorite salsa, I'm going to go with El Cubilete. And my favorite queso, I'm going to go with Chuy's. My dream would be all three.
Chuy's is much too... Ugh. I'm like hot for me.
What are yours?
Their queso's not.
What are yours? You said Carmen's.
I just like their whole combination.
I'm going to throw one out there.
Carmen's salsa is really good, but I don't think it's quite as good as El Cubilete.
I'm going to throw one out there for you. Y'all aren't ever going to believe this.
Taco Chili's. Bell.
Chili's. Chili's is pretty good.
Chili's chips are the best.
Their queso is really good,
too. They're thin, and they can get a little greasy at times. Oh, man. Get a hold of a good batch.
See, I think that's where we differ, because I like my chips, I like them thicker. Instead, I don't like them as thin. No, I like them thicker.
Because there's salsa at Chili's.
I like Camino's salsa. Pretty good.
The salsa at Chili's is not the best. But I like the queso.
Their queso is good.
The salsa's pretty good.
It's, yeah.
I mean, you know. But I don't like their cheese sauce.
Their queso.
No, their queso as well. Camino, I love their cheese sauce. But
theirs is good.
You know, but I don't particularly love their chips.
I like when the chips get a little thicker and that they, like, get air pockets and stuff in them. Because you can tell they made them, like, fresh. That's why I like Carmen's, because theirs are like that.
You need to be a food critic.
Food critic?
You really need to be one.
I always say, if I weren't in ministry, I'd open up a restaurant. I think that'd be fun.
You could just be a critic.
Well, he already is that. What kind of restaurant are you talking about?
I don't know.
Oh, you Something know what weird. It would be? Be a Mexican fusion.
Oh, do like Mexican soul food fusion?
It would be.
You can get a.
It would be. What would you call it? Slick pigalita?
You can get a biscuit and gravy taco for breakfast.
Slick. What did you say?
Slick pigalita is what he said.
Oh,
you know, that's good. Combination of barbecue and Mexican.
Yeah, pulled pork burritos.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
You'd have to bring in your smoking capabilities.
I bet that'd be pretty good. You know?
Did y'all ever eat a barbecue-ty?
Uh-huh.
What did you think of it?
It was pretty good.
I used to like it back in the early days, when they had them in Nashville, but I never ate them. I don't think I ever ate one.
As far as barbecue goes in town, we've got three really good options. We've got more, but we've got three that are really good. Slick Pig is wonderful, and their catfish is incredible. And you can get a plate, and it's the cheapest option. Mission Barbecue is really good. They've got really good brisket. That's what I like from there. And then Jim and Nick's is, they've got the cheddar biscuits, and that's all you need.
Well,
I'm going with Rick's Potato.
Yeah, well.
And Rick's, yeah.
What's the one in Smyrna? What's the one in Smyrna?
Bob's.
Bob's. I really like their barbecue. Mm. But really, the best in town is.
Is it Bob Evans?
Just Bob's.
Bob's. The best barbecue in town to me is Chris Pope's.
Hmm.
He's a friend of mine, and he makes the best barbecue.
I mean, and you don't even like barbecue.
I don't, and I do. I love his.
Don't sleep on Puckett's.
Yeah, Puckett's.
I don't ever remember to go to Puckett's.
Puckett's, the best thing on their menu, they have what they call the Nashville cheesesteak. And it's sliced brisket on a hoagie, and they put their own cheddar cheese sauce on there, and it is incredible.
Take me there for lunch today?
Hey, maybe after one of the coaches' shows, since we've worked in a meal as part of our
monthly meal. That's right, that's part of our new agreement. I forgot about that. So how often do we, once a month?
Once a month.
Oh, I guess we didn't go last week.
I mean, we might as well, let's go ahead and do it this week.
Let's make it like the end of each month.
Yeah, I like that.
Kind of like
that.
A celebration, we made it through another month.
Or the beginning, either one.
Yeah, can't wait for that, Brian. All right, it's time for Today in History. We got to hurry. It's from Turner Security. But just go ahead. You really hurried.
Well, it's birthdays, so.
Oh, it is birthdays, isn't it? Okay. Charles Comiskey. He was the manager of the White Sox and named a park after him. Orville Wright in 1871. We all know what he did. 1883, Gabriel Coco Chanel, a French fashion designer. 1919, Malcolm Forbes, Forbes magazine. 1935, Deborah Padgett, American actress born in Denver, Colorado.
Love me tender, love me true.
You know, she became a nun
after
her acting career. Yeah, she was in some pretty big movies, too. 1940, Johnny Nash, American rocker born in Houston, Texas.
Clearly now the rain is gone.
1942, Fred Thompson, U.S. Senator from Tennessee, born in Sheffield, Alabama. He was a good actor. 1946, Bill Clinton, 42nd U.S. President. 1963, John Stamos, actor in General Hospital and Full House.
Whatever happened to
And let's round it out with Matthew Perry, a 1969 Canadian-American actor. Let's take a look at the weather now, coming up at 6:55.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. The heat advisory continues. Sunny and hot today. Highs top out near 98 degrees, with heat index values approaching 105. Winds north around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy skies, light winds, lows drop to 73. And then Wednesday, chance for showers and storms developing or building into the area. And highs get back well into the 90s. I'm Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 73.
Dozens of vendors.
One local tradition.
Plump, juicy tomatoes.
The Farmer's Market. Every Tuesday and Friday, 7 a.m. to 1.
Pick fresh this morning.
At Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
Farm fresh eggs.
At 315 John R. Rice Boulevard.
50 years strong. Come see why.
Good morning. Starting to build already. 65 coming up through Spring Hill with all that traffic coming up through that section of Murray County into Williamson County. 65 north up through Franklin Brentwood. It's already a little bit busy at times. 65 south here at Trinity Lane. It's increased with that traffic volume coming down I-40 just in the last few minutes through the Mount Juliet area. Building there in Wilson County headed towards Hermitage. Prince's Hot Chicken on location at the Wilson County Fair with that food truck. Make sure you stop by and see them and enjoy some of Prince's Hot Chicken. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
WGNS powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Looking to go solar? MTE's Pro Solar program is committed to educating members on the process and helping them achieve their renewable energy goals. Learn more about ProSolar and your free consultation at mte.com/prosolar.
Since 1989, Franklin's Printworks has been Rutherford County's trusted print partner, delivering high-quality, fast-turnaround printing for businesses, organizations, and individuals.
Letterhead, envelopes, business cards, brochures, booklets, all that is still our bread and butter. We do it every day.
Jeff Carlton with Franklin's Printworks.
The needs have evolved for most businesses, and they're looking for a large format capability, or they're looking for a direct mail capability. We're glad to help with those.
Franklin's
another day and another Taylor Swift tidbit. It's gonna be like this for a while. Get used to it. Yesterday, she dropped vinyl variants for her new album, The Life of a Showgirl, which is out October 3rd. Last check, it looks like they were sold out, but it's a brand new day, so who knows what new pressings might be coming.
You will be in the White House watching what she does.
Okay, sounds like a plan. Netflix rolling out the teaser to the much-anticipated season 3 of The Diplomat. And tensions are pretty high now between Allison Janney's President Penn and Ambassador Kate Wyler.
A terribly flawed woman is now the president.
Kerry Russell back there, of course. That hits the streamer October 16th. For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive can help you protect your home, auto, boat, motorcycle, ATV, and RV, and more. And if something wasn't mentioned that you had in mind, find out if it can be covered at Progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE, because it probably can be.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, let's go over the birthday list today. David Gray, John Brockwell, Brian Guthrie, Kelly Rollins, Mike Williams, Brick Murphy, and Lisa Dickinson have birthdays today. And Sharon DeBoer is our good neighbor of the day for working tirelessly over the last 25 years to help families of child abuse victims. She's going to receive flowers from Ryan's Flowers, Coffee, and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
And you can nominate someone as good neighbor of the day by texting the word neighbor to 615-893-1450. That's how you can get those in there. Birthdays, similar process. Call or text 615-893-1450 with your birthday or anniversary. Or head on over to WGNSradio.com/birthdays to get them in that way. So we can give away some banana pudding from our friends over at Slick Pig Barbecue.
Well, is outdated technology slowing down your business? SysCorp Computer Services provides fast, reliable IT support to keep operations running smoothly so businesses can stay focused on what truly matters. Visit sys-corp.net. That's sys-corp.net.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
What is wrong with you today?
Me?
Yeah.
Nothing, honey.
And he's going to be on Rutherford Issues later on today.
He's going to interview the mayor.
Oh, yeah. More Taco Tuesday to come right after the news at 7 o'clock.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded.
The Good Neighbor Network. WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna. Flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Trump's message to Ukraine's president.
I have a feeling you and President Putin are going to work something out.
Deal reached. In Air Canada strike. Woman called ketamine queen to plead guilty.
It resulted in the death of a beloved actor, Matthew Perry.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, the White House says President Trump spoke by phone yesterday with Russia's Vladimir Putin, not long after a key meeting with Ukraine's president and European leaders. Here's CBS News White House correspondent Nancy Cordes.
5 hours of meetings between President Trump, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, and European leaders yielded two key results. First, a promise from President Trump that the U.S. will help provide security guarantees designed to protect a post-war Ukraine from future invasions by Russia.
The other material outcome was the agreement that will now be a bilateral agreement between President Putin and President Zelensky.
That was British Prime Minister Keir Starmer, one of seven European power players who all flew into D.C. in a show of support for Zelensky.
And thank you very much for your efforts.
After Trump appeared to find common cause with Putin last week following their summit in Alaska.
Many points were agreed to.
In a revealing hot mic moment yesterday, Trump seemed to suggest to French President Emmanuel Macron that Putin would end the war as a favor to him.
You understand that, as crazy as it sounds.
Ukraine said today Russia returned the bodies of 1,000 Ukrainian troops. And about a possible Putin-Zelensky meeting, Switzerland says it would grant Putin immunity from prosecution if the talks are held there. The Russian president faces a warrant issued by the International Criminal Court. Forecasters say powerful Hurricane Erin will not hit the East Coast, but the storm has made for rough surf and has prompted some coastal evacuations. CBS News meteorologist Rob Marciano.
It's a Category 3 storm. It's going to waffle between a 2 and a 3 over the next 48 hours. The track is going to bring it close enough to where we're seeing immense amount of ripcurrent. Look, the entire East Coast is going to be under the gun, not just today, but tomorrow, really through the rest of the week, from Florida all the way up through parts of southern New England. So that's the dangerous swimming for sure. And we're going to see winds that are going to get very close towards the coastline as well. This storm has really grown in expanse of its wind field. Across, we're looking at about nearly 600 miles of tropical storm force winds. So when it gets abreast of the Outer Banks here late in the day on Wednesday and Thursday morning, we'll probably see some tropical storm conditions, and then it does peel off.
This morning, flight attendants reached a tentative deal to end the strike against Air Canada, a walkout that forced flight cancellations, stranding thousands of travelers. CBS's Tom Hansen.
The union says that it worked overnight for as many as 5 hours with Air Canada and a mediator present in order to reach this tentative deal. Air Canada says that it hopes to resume at least some of its flights today after three full days of strikes that brought this company to a screeching halt. Now, what they agreed to is not clear yet, but what we do know is Air Canada previously offered a 38% increase in total compensation over 4 years, which the company says would have made its flight attendants the best compensated in Canada.
Now to Los Angeles, CBS's Carter Evans tells us a woman is set to plead guilty, admitting she sold the drugs that killed Friends star Matthew Perry.
On Monday, the Justice Department announced that Jasvine Sanga, known as the Ketamine Queen, agreed to plead guilty to 5 federal charges, saying she knowingly distributed ketamine to Perry, a successful actor and author whose struggles with drug addiction were well documented. Sanga's lawyer, Mark Yergos, had previously denied the allegations in a recent Peacock documentary.
My client never met Matthew Perry, has nothing to do with Matthew Perry.
Now, Yergos says his client is taking responsibility for her actions. Sanga is the latest of 5 people to avoid trial by pleading guilty, including Perry's friend, his live-in assistant, and 2 doctors who charged Perry tens of thousands of dollars.
4 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no, 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 no.
So you can have more control.
Stop. You're texting your boss. By mistake.
Uh-oh. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Warning, the cap is loose on that ketchup.
Ugh. Don't wait. You have the power to change the outcome. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
More Republican-led states are sending National Guard troops to Washington, D.C. as part of the Trump administration's federal takeover. CBS's Scott McFarland.
The number of National Guard troops on the streets and in the neighborhoods of Washington, D.C. is poised to more than double. The Republican governors of at least a half dozen states have deployed hundreds more. West Virginia Governor Patrick Morrisey saying he wants to help restore cleanliness and safety in the nation's capital.
This doesn't make sense.
D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser says the sight of troops policing U.S. citizens on U.S. soil is un-American.
Missouri's attorney general is resigning to take a leadership position with the FBI. Republican Andrew Bailey will serve as co-deputy director of the bureau. He's been a supporter of President Trump, pursuing several lawsuits against the Biden administration. The Trump administration is considering buying a 10% stake in the chipmaker Intel. CBS's Michael Wallace.
Sources tell the New York Times there have been discussions about converting nearly $11 billion in federal grants into equity in Intel. It would be one of the largest government interventions in a U.S. company since the rescue of the auto industry during the 2008 financial crisis. Intel, the nation's largest chipmaker, has been struggling financially. The administration views Intel as critical to national security.
CBS's Matt Piper tells us.
The Texas Department of State Health Services declares in a news release the end of this year's measles outbreak centered in West Texas. They say it's after more than 42 days have passed since any new reported case in counties with previous evidence of ongoing transmission. Since the outbreak began in late January, 762 cases of measles have been confirmed in Texas, with more than two-thirds of them among children. Two children who were not vaccinated died. Though the outbreak is declared over in the state, the release warns that there are still ongoing outbreaks across the country.
The American Academy of Pediatrics says today that children ages 6 months to 23 months should receive a COVID-19 vaccine. The federal CDC no longer recommends that. There was a powerful explosion on board a cargo ship carrying coal in Baltimore's harbor.
We heard a really loud explosion. We turn around and there's like a 200-foot plume of smoke. Maybe 2 or 5 minutes we hear mayday, mayday.
A fire was eventually contained and the ship remained afloat. No one on board was reported hurt. Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
Paul's new drone startup just lost its most genius computer scientist.
We just lost our best genius to some new genius who's got a genius new idea. I'm going to have to find a new genius or two half geniuses and fast.
He needs a computer scientist that can keep his startup from falling down.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
Get the latest national news all day from CBS News Radio right here on News Radio WGNS. I'm Steve Kathan. Now back to Brian, John, and Dalton for more of the Wake Up Crew.
Hey there. Good morning, everybody. I'm Brian Barrett, joined by John Dinkins and Dalton Barrett. As we move along with the Wake Up Crew here this morning, we need to check on the latest traffic and weather. We do that now, all brought to you by our friends at Toots.
Hi, this is Nick Hayes with Toots Restaurants, and we want to thank you for 40 great years of good food and fun.
At Toots, we still have the same specials, the same quality, the same portion sizes, even after 40 years.
And we have the best kids menu in town.
And our family would like to thank this community for supporting Toots for 40 years.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. The heat advisory continues. Sunny and hot today. Highs top out near 98 degrees, with heat index values approaching 105. Winds north around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy skies, light winds, lows drop to 73. And then Wednesday, chance for showers and storms developing or building into the area, and highs get back well into the 90s. I'm Phil Jenska with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 73.
Get old. Old National Bank, that is.
Old National Bank has the experience and service you need to buy a home, make investments, even online and mobile banking.
Old National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Vehicle fire. It's at traffic slow. Go north of town on 65 southbound, just south of Vietnam Vets. Again, it's moving down through here a little bit better, but I'd say it clogged it up pretty good and slowed down all that traffic trying to get down from Goodlettsville, coming off that ramp from Vietnam Vets on to 65 going southbound. Again, a vehicle fire, 65 southbound, south of Vietnam Vets, getting some attention. Loading up now, 24 coming out of Murfreesboro, passing 840. There's radar out here this morning. Be careful. Hey, when you need dependable towing for your car or truck, call STR Towing and Recovery here in Middle Tennessee. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
From lift kits to tires, Tire World has the experts and the knowledge to get it done.
This is Gator with Tire World Off-Road. We're your local Rough Country dealer. So when you're ready to add some character to your rig, ask for Gator at Tire World on Memorial Boulevard.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
Danger, Will Robinson. Danger.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Danger, danger, turn back now.
If only everybody could have seen the move you did when that played.
Well, I was playing the robot.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is Wake Up Crew, hour number two, Tuesday morning, Taco, Taco, Taco Tuesday.
How many tacos is that?
Three.
Oh, okay.
And if you square that, how many is it?
I don't
have the time to wait.
Taco square? I don't know.
Taco, taco, taco squared.
It's too early in the morning to do math.
Okay. Well, it is not too early for me to tell you that classes over at MTSU start next week, so they're moving in, all of that stuff. You're going to see a lot more traffic. Just be prepared, especially on the Rutherford Boulevard, Middle Tennessee Boulevard side of town over there. Our first Primetime Sports Thursday show presented by IDSTs is Thursday. Clark Blair, Danny Brewer, Rod Edwards, cast of thousands. And first high school football game of the season, Oakland versus CPA on WGNS and Big G TV. And song of the day, let's jump right into it. It's Unexpected Duets. It's another Paul McCartney mashup with the King of Rock and Roll. Is he the King of Rock and Roll? The King of Pop? The King of Pop. He's Pop. Michael Jackson.
He's talking to himself. King of Pop.
Take what you need.
That's Michael.
Really?
I would never have guessed.
All right. Say, say, say. Paul McCartney, Michael Jackson.
That was a big hit. 1986, maybe, somewhere there.
Something like that.
Mid-80s. I would think so. Okay. Mr. CEO of the Song of the Day. What are we doing next week?
Oh, you surprised me. We haven't had a board meeting yet.
Let's see. I'm just thinking for myself. Comeback songs. So an artist, you know, they're kind of their career's dead, and then they have a comeback.
Oh, I really thought you said comeback sauce. And I was like, those are interesting.
You know what I'm talking about? Like an artist is kind of doesn't have any hits for a long time, and then they just have a big hit.
Yeah, let's do that.
Are you delegating?
Well, we're here. We're just... It's,
you
it's,
work the board.
It's not delegating.
You turn everybody's microphone off when it's your turn. I mean, you don't... So I figured you can do this.
It's called collaboration.
Yes.
Well, he's the CEO, not you.
Well, he had an idea. He brought it to the CEO, and the CEO approved it.
Correct.
Well, you always knock down my ideas.
What idea have you had lately?
Not many.
I can't think of any examples off the top of my head, but I know that there are a lot.
Oh, do you now?
That idea came... I would just ask ChatGPT, and it'll tell you. That idea came to mind because Chance the Rapper just dropped a really good album last week, and his career's kind of been dead for like 10 years now. So,
going back further, Dean Martin had a hit with Everybody Loves Somebody sometime in 1964, which knocked the Beatles off number one, and he hadn't had a hit since 1952 or 3.
Right, exactly.
So it should be easy.
I'm the execution man.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I mean,
you address me in front of the radio audience, and you're sitting there going, what's next? What are you going to do next week? Which I thought was a little bit out of place.
I was opening up for you to say something.
Well, I got a collaboration from...
We're collaborating. You could pull a song from the 68 comeback special.
Elvis, yeah.
If I Could Dream would probably be, you know, Elvis's comeback
Suspicious
song.
Suspicious Minds.
Yeah.
You know.
Are you the only one with delegating
what
power?
What was Elvis's last number one hit? Do you know what it is?
Not Hound Dog.
Nope. Number one. He died in 77. What was his last number one hit? It was in 1969 or 70.
Suspicion? Suspicious Minds?
No. That's a good choice. That's a good guess. But it was Burning Love.
Ah.
The artist, the writer of that song was Dennis Lind.
Thanks, Denny.
Burning Love. And it was an Elvis. I mean, it fit him. It was good.
It does. Burning Love's probably his song he's most known for.
Yeah, probably.
Blue Suede Shoes, I think, is
Can't Help Falling in Love. He always sang that at the end of every concert.
But I think that would be a wonderful idea. I think that's a fun kind of get to explore.
Okay.
You know, an artist comes when they come back.
Don't worry. If you can't find any, he'll let us know.
I'd never discuss anything. It's just always there. You say it and it appears.
Well, that's...
And you just take it for granted.
Well, I mean, he brought it up. He collaborated with me.
I thought we were a team.
Yeah, I did too.
I thought we were more than a team. I thought we were a family.
Where'd you get that idea?
That kind of tugs at the old emotion strings, doesn't it?
Not really. But
did you hear him? He said, "Where'd you get that idea?" He's my dad.
I know.
Did you know that the Labubu doll,
yes,
is in high demand? Are you familiar with the Labubu?
I'm familiar. I think it's the dumbest thing.
It's the It's the Cabbage Patch Kid of our day.
Oh.
But how do you know about the Labubu? I know you have a daughter, but she's very young.
These are not kids buying these Labubus.
These
are grown adult people.
Mm.
These are people, you know, teenagers and college kids and adults buying these.
And
well, tell us about it, Brian.
Well, what did they do with them?
It's just a collectible. People clip them on their bags and like on their keychains and whatever, and they're really ugly. But it's
like trolls were that way for a while too. Trolls made a comeback. Speaking of comeback, but the trolls made a comeback and they were on people's backpacks.
Well, and the thing with a Labubu, the extra element it has over a Cabbage Patch Kid or a Trolls doll, whatever, is you don't know which one you're gonna get. When you buy a Labubu, it's a mystery. It's gambling. You don't know what it's gonna look like. You don't know which one it's gonna be. You could already have it. It's a mystery box. So you buy it, open the box, and hope that you get a new one. Is kind of how that works. You don't actually see them before you buy them.
So if you're collecting certain ones, you've got to keep just
buying them, which is part of the reason.
That's what happened. For a while, there was a fad buying little bitty appliances, kitchen appliances, like little toy appliances,
mm-hmm.
and you would buy them until you got a full collection.
Yeah.
And you put them on your backpack,
which
too.
It's gambling. People are gambling for these things. There's a song... I can't remember who wrote the song, but anyway, it's a big TikTok trend.
About $18 if you want a little boo-boo. All right, sports.
This is News Radio WGNS, Primetime Sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles. Here's Steve DeSager.
The Bengals won their NFL exhibition at Washington 31-17. Joe Burrow threw a short touchdown pass. Washington running back Brian Robinson was out and could reportedly be traded. Without him on the Commanders' first two drives, they had 6 carries, 106 yards rushing, and 2 scores, including a 14-yard TD run from Jaden Daniels. The quarterback only played the one series. Quarterback for the Rams, Matthew Stafford, with his bad back, did practice for the first time in this training camp. Vikings wide receiver Justin Jefferson, after a strained hamstring, practiced on a limited basis for the first time in nearly a month. The Browns named quarterback Joe Flacco as their starter. To Major League Baseball, Detroit shut out Houston 10-0. Philadelphia beat Seattle 12-7. Trey Turner with 4 hits, 5 RBIs, including a homer. Milwaukee won 7-0 over the Cubs. Wins for Pittsburgh and Baltimore. Colorado with a run in the ninth beat the Dodgers 4-3. Giants 4-3 over the Padres.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart, And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
This is a paid legal ad.
At the law offices of John Day, we take only real cases that make a real difference.
My name is Laura Lynn, and my family needed legal help. The law offices of John Day took the burden really off of my shoulders. Never once did I feel secondary to anything else that was going on.
We want to make a difference in the community we hold so dear. And if you're ever injured, know that we are here for you too. Seriously injured? Call me, John Day.
This is Hannah Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market. This year, the Farmers Market is celebrating 50 years of being open, and we're here to talk to different vendors today.
Hey, this is Hunter Dorton with Mycoterra Pharmacy. We grow gourmet and medicinal mushrooms. We sell fresh mushrooms, dried mushrooms, powders, tinctures, mushroom-infused honey. We sell mushroom coffee, mushroom brew, different tinctures to take as a supplement. We also grow our own herbs, make loose leaf tea, topical salve, and CBD products. So come and check us out at the Rutherford County Farmers Market, the Nolensville Farmers Market, and the Franklin Farmers Market on the weekends. And we're happy to be of service to you and help you and get your health journey on the right track.
Thank you so much. The Rutherford County Farmers Market is open on Tuesdays and Fridays from 7 a.m. to 12 p.m. at 315 John R. Rice Boulevard in Murfreesboro until October 31st. This is Hannah Bleem here at the Rutherford County Farmers Market, celebrating 50 years of being open.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
722, it's the Wake Up Crew here on the Big G, WGNS, part of the Good Neighbor Network, Taco Tuesday time.
It's
Taco Tuesday.
Taco Tuesday.
A little more interactive here.
Really?
Yeah, we're going to talk about local restaurants.
We're going to get to eat?
No.
Oh.
Not that kind of interactive. So, have you...
You can close your eyes and imagine you're eating.
Yeah.
Have you tried any new restaurants lately? Or any restaurants, I mean, have you branched out? I mean, have you been to like a Neighbor's or Drake's or some of the places that you've heard about?
No, I still go to the old Reliables. I don't venture out much. I guess I should, but...
So what are your Sunday stomping ground Reliables?
Demas's.
A classic.
Champies.
Oh, Champies. Mm-hmm. I like Champies.
Really like Champies.
Their chicken liver's good if you're ever in a chicken liver mood.
Yeah, and...
It's a lot of chicken liver, though.
And their... I don't know. Do you like gumbo?
Sorta, kind of.
Their gumbo's pretty good, too.
Let's see. Where else?
Cracker Barrel, is that on the list?
Not much. We go there every once in a while on Sunday. Cheddar's. Go to Cheddar's a lot. Go to Longhorn.
Oh.
And we go to Red Lobster.
Big spender.
Yeah.
It's Crab Fest.
I've been trying to go to Red Lobster since you mentioned it.
It's Crab Fest. I think Crab Fest may be
maybe over.
But those, I'm telling you, those bags are good. They're steamables.
So, but that's pretty much the routine. Okay. Where did I run into y'all at?
Cracker Barrel.
Yeah, Cracker Barrel. That's the only time we've been since.
And that's the last time we've been.
Yeah.
Well, I thought I was going to run into y'all again, so I decided not to go.
That's why we didn't go either.
We've been avoiding the plane.
Dalton, you were very nice to me that day, though. Came over and spoke to me. Came to the table.
I did see you first.
He saw me several times.
Well, it's a Sunday. He's kind of out of it on a Sunday. He probably didn't even know who I was talking to. Or he didn't care, which is more likely.
He didn't care.
Was busy trying to get Heather all situated.
So you bring it up for?
I was just.
Where you go? Where have you tried?
Curious.
Where have you tried? Y'all venture out a lot. Yeah. Oh, Wasabi. Went to Wasabi.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Haven't been there in a long time.
I had sushi. I'll never have it again.
What did you get though?
I got that little like a
California roll.
Kind of like in a roll, like
well, they're all
breaded.
Okay.
I don't know how to describe it. I need to stick to rice and chicken.
What you get makes a difference, because some sushi I don't care for.
I like chicken and rice there. I get that's what I get.
Sushi is not one of those foods where it's all the same.
No, I'm
it's all very, very different. It's like rice. Like you got fried rice and steamed
rice.
We
went to your Chinese place over there by your house.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. I haven't been there in a long time.
Really?
Yeah.
But that Sunday is the only day Brian actually gets out.
Yes, though the rest of the time he eats in his closet.
I eat in a closet. But I'm Do frequent Chili's.
I bet people love to go to your house and those dogs start barking at them, but they just love it.
Yeah.
Honestly, me and Megan have been to Neighbors like 3 times in the past few weeks since we went that first time. It's pretty good.
I think I like Drake's better.
Really? Neighbors is cheaper than Drake's.
It is.
So.
I did go to the teriyaki place over there on Franklin. I think I told you all about that. It was pretty cool.
Yeah. I've heard good things about it. I've been on a Thai food kick lately. I like Thai food. King Noodles is really good. Lemongrass, which is over off of Church Street. It's behind the Sir Pizza. It's wonderful. That's a very, very good restaurant if you're into like pad Thai and that kind of thing.
Well, this is a suggestion, speaking of pad Thai. New residents to Murfreesboro, some places you need to go. So what are some places you need to go to? Pad Thai was on this.
This is according to who?
This is just kind of a list. If you're here, these are some places you need to try that are in Murfreesboro.
It's like a user-generated list.
Yeah. Sandwich Factory's on there.
I love Sandwich Factory. I don't ever go, but I love Sandwich Factory.
Domenico's on the square, the sandwich place.
Dominico's,
rather.
I found that out this week. I didn't know that that was the name. But yeah, they have Italian beef sandwich that's good.
Toots, of course. Champies is on the list. Some others. Sir Pizza, of course.
Mm, a classic.
Sabaidi.
We've been there.
Yes.
It's very good. They got
Chipotle.
The best.
It is not on there. Clearview.
Sabaidi, I would say, has the best fried rice in town. That's my humble opinion.
Kind of soul food type of thing. Clearview, Jeff's Restaurant are on here. Along with Carmen's.
Carmen's is, I mean, as far as Mexican goes, it's hard to beat. I've been on a kick with Slick Pig lately, too,
because
we live real close to it. It's easy with the baby. You can sit outside, and it's nice.
You get your order pretty quick
You get your food real quick. And Megan likes their banana pudding, so we and we get that. And they give it to you first.
Can she get it because she's kin to you?
Oh, I don't get it for free.
Oh, okay.
She can't win it, but we usually order it. And they give it to you first, so we'll eat the banana pudding before the food comes.
Mm, good idea.
Like an appetizer.
And last one out, Thai Patia, but it's out of business though, I think, isn't it?
I think so.
Yeah, so bad, so sad. Okay, more Taco Tuesday ahead.
This is Kim Dunaway from Sunshine Nutrition Center. You hear me on Monday mornings at 7:20 talking about how to lead a healthier lifestyle. We carry supplements, personal care, and grocery items at both our Murfreesboro and Smyrna locations, family owned and operated since 1989.
That brisket came from your cow, right?
Yep, raised her, named her, thanked her, and now she's dinner.
Rutherford County Farmers Market. There's something fresh every week. Tuesdays and Fridays, 7 to 1 at Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro on John R. Rice Boulevard.
We're talking with Wanda Copley at the Villages of Murfreesboro.
The residents are so interesting. The table that I usually have my meals with, we have a person there from Seattle. We have a very successful Murfreesboro businessman. We have a teacher who lived in Buffalo. And we have a woman who was one of the first workers in Oak Ridge. So it's a variety of people here and all interesting, I think.
This is Shanda with the Villages of Murfreesboro. Take a tour of our beautiful community. We're near the avenue on Willow Oak Trail.
If your job situation is changing because of layoffs or restructuring, you may have to make several decisions. One important decision may be what to do with your retirement plan. Make sure your retirement stays on track. I'm Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, and I'd like to help. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for a face-to-face appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
I'm a single mom, and as you can imagine, I'm quite busy. From soccer to baseball, it's a fight sometimes just to get out the door. But when I need new tires or brakes, or something's wrong with my car, I need the head of someone I can trust. That's why I go to Tire World.
Tire World, where you can head for brakes, alignments, shocks, exhaust, diagnostics, tires, wheels, and more.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Locally owned and operated in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne.
The Wake Up Crew,
WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
7:30 rolling along here for Tuesday morning, August the 19th, episode 1724 of The Wake Up Crew.
And happy birthday today to David Gray. John Brockwell, I thought he quit having birthdays.
He should.
Brian Guthrie, Kelly Rollins, Mike Williams, Brick Murphy, and Lisa Dickinson.
And if you or someone you know shares a birthday with any of these folks, get them into us, 615-893-1450, wgnsradio.com/birthdays, either of those ways. We're going to give away some delicious banana pudding from Slick Pig Barbecue, so get them in now.
Absolutely. Don't waste time. It is the time to get those in. Our news update brought to you by Syscorp Computer Services. They can help you with healthcare IT, allowing the medical staff to concentrate on patient care instead of technical issues. Syscorp makes compliance simple. Sys-corp.net. Sys-corp.net.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. The heat advisory continues. Sunny and hot today. Highs top out near 98 degrees. With heat index values approaching 105. Winds north around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy skies. Light winds. Lows drop to 73. And then Wednesday, chance for showers and storms developing or building into the area. And highs get back well into the 90s. I'm Phil Jenska with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 73.
Good morning. Trying to move a little bit better down 65 southbound just past Vietnam Vets, where we had a vehicle fire in that area earlier. It had it clogged up. It's really heavy now 65 northbound up through Spring Hill, coming up through that southern portion of Williamson County. It's on the increase big time now on 24 westbound at 840 coming in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County. Stein Dental Care now offering a $50 new patient exam and consultation through the end of the month. Call Stein Dental Care in Nashville, 540-0888. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
Now an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
A proposal under review by the Tennessee State Board of Education could remove the requirement for high school students to complete 2 years of a foreign language to graduate. While the rule currently stands statewide, a study group has been formed to evaluate the pros and cons of eliminating it. Chairman Bob Eby suggests that freeing up those credits could allow students more flexibility to pursue STEM, computer coding, or career and technical education, or CTE, pathways. Leaders like Dr. Gary Lilly of TOSS support the added flexibility, while others, including Dr. Leish Lyons of MTSU, warn that language skills remain vital, especially in career fields like concrete industries that engage global partners. The University of Tennessee and University of Memphis have differing stances, with neither requiring foreign language credits for admission, though they are recommended or preferred. Over 3,400 signatures have already been collected in a petition to maintain the requirement, underscoring the divided public response across Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, and Tennessee. Meanwhile, lawmakers are also re-examining Tennessee's felony murder statute, which allows individuals to be charged with murder even if they did not personally commit the killing. A summer study session reviewed a bill introduced by Senator Ramesh Akbari to revise the law. Critics argue that it could lead to excessive sentences, as in the case of Ashley Sellers and others who played secondary roles in violent crimes. Supporters of the law, including General Stephen Crump and Brent Taylor, insist that all participants in dangerous felonies share responsibility. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett for WGNS, part of your Good Neighbor Network, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
This is a paid legal ad.
I'm Attorney John Day. One of our clients was operating a farm tractor when he was rear-ended by a tractor trailer. In an instant, his life was changed forever. We helped him receive the settlement that has given him financial security for the rest of his life. Now, each case is different, and we can't promise this type of result for every case. But we can promise that when you hire the law offices of John Day, we'll work hard to help you. If you think we can help, call me, John Day.
When Roscoe Brown started his local family business in 1940, he knew the importance of treating customers like family, and now 80-plus years later, that same commitment continues. Our trained, certified, and insured technicians come to your home and do the job right the first time. Roscoe Brown does heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and insulation. Call Roscoe Brown and get that needed checkup today.
Roscoe Brown. RoscoeBrown.com.
Life changes, then it changes again. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. A job loss, change in health, or loss of a loved one can have a big impact on your family's financial security. Let's work together to help make sure that you're equipped for life's unexpected events. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for an appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back again at 7:35. It's the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS, and it's time for part two of...
It's Taco Tuesday.
So, John, I need your help.
Okay.
I have been struggling with a snack in the evenings.
Wanting one or?
Well, what to snack?
Oh.
I bought some cheese, you know, the little packets. I don't like string cheese.
Oh, really?
Mm-mm.
You ever put it in a microwave?
I have not.
Try that. You'll like it.
Okay.
It makes it real soft and...
It's a consistency thing with it for me.
Oh.
But...
I think an apple.
Tried that.
Don't like apples.
So, it's really weird, but I like Honeycrisp apples.
No, I like them too.
Better than any. I don't like the Fuji. The ones that are dry.
I get a spoonful of peanut butter too sometimes when I'm just wanting to.
So that's been the snack that I've gone to. It's I cut up my apple and peanut butter.
Yeah.
It's a nice healthy snack.
Yeah.
So that's been the one that I've tried, but it's not as satisfying. I will tell you, and you'll find this funny now that Dalton is here. The last two times I've been to Publix, I've bought one of those containers of pineapple. You know, it's a summer fruit.
Oh, yeah.
But I've been enjoying pineapple.
I do like pineapple. I like a fresh pineapple.
I think an apple is a good apple or pineapple, something like that.
Well, that's about as fresh of a pineapple as I'm going to
get. Banana's
pretty
good. Banana's pretty good too if you're hungry, and it's pretty healthy.
Yeah,
got a little sugar in it, but it's not. It's good sugar.
I've been disappointed. I got a thing with strawberries and the pineapple together.
They don't mix.
Yeah,
it doesn't.
Pineapples really don't mix with any other fruit.
It doesn't. It doesn't. You would think that would be good, but it's not. They block out each other.
And I got one of the things of watermelon.
Yeah.
It's hit or miss.
You got to cut your own watermelon, in my mind. I've never had a pre-cut watermelon that I think is good.
And part of the problem with that is, once you open it, it seems like if you don't eat it, like in the next day, it sours.
I've been on a kick. I almost brought some. I meant to bring some today for all of us to try, but I've been making fresh-squeezed lemonade. So, and it takes a lot of lemons. It takes like 10 lemons. So you got to buy 2 bags. But I've been fresh squeezing some lemonade, and that's been pretty good.
You put sugar in it?
Oh, yeah. Lots of sugar.
Well, I'm enjoying peach mango right now.
Ooh.
It's my new favorite flavor.
Mm.
Circle.
When I make something, like if I make lemonade or whatever, I give myself a little lenience with the calories because I had to like work to make it. I know that's not how that works, but it makes me feel better about myself.
And you don't feel bloated after you drink it, you know.
Right.
Well, speaking of snack time.
And now, it's the Snack Food Report on the Wake Up Crew. Here's national correspondent Dalton Barrett.
Well, beginning yesterday at KFC, you've been able to get potato wedges. They are back, as well as hot and spicy wings. So if you're a potato wedge fan from KFC, which I know a lot of people are, they are back. You can get those officially now. Let's see, what's next here? Cold foam, lots of different cold foam flavors from Coffee Mate, as well as Delight and Favorite Day. You can get several cold foams from them just to try them, check them out. Something I'm really excited for, the Cheesy Street Chalupa is back at Taco Bell. That is the chalupa with the cheese in the middle. That was like my favorite thing ever. They took it off the menu like 10 years ago, and it is back. At Taco Bell, you can pick that up and get it. Coming soon, Eggo Waffles Stranger Things Waffle. It is a strawberry-flavored waffle. And while we're on waffles, Waffle House is turning 70 this year. August 24th will be the day that they celebrate their birthday, and they're celebrating with a birthday cake waffle. It's going to be one of their regular waffles with whipped cream and some little crumblies on there. What else do we got here? New cereal concrete mixes at Culver's. Do you mix cereal into that? Budok, which is a brand of like Asian food you can get. They have new frozen fried rice and dumplings. There was both in a spicy flavor there that you can get. And Oreos, Reese's, miniature cups. It's Oreo pieces in the peanut butter. And that's the snack food report.
Think the customers know I raise these eggs myself?
They do now. That hen's been louder than your radio.
50 years of local flavor. The Farmer's Market, Tuesday and Friday, 7 to 1.
Only at a producer-only market can you meet the hens behind the eggs.
Lane Agri Park in Murfreesboro.
I'm a single mom, and as you can imagine, I'm quite busy. From soccer to baseball, it's a fight sometimes just to get out the door. But when I need new tires or brakes, or something's wrong with my car, I need to head to someone I can trust. That's why I go to Tire World.
Tire World, where you can head for brakes, alignments, shocks, exhaust, diagnostics, tires, wheels, and more.
At Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Tire World, locally owned and operated in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne.
Shop and save.
Well, those deals never seem to stop.
Hi, I am Tina. You never know what you may find at the Habitat Restore.
Hi, I'm Wendy.
Hey, this is Rocky. You never know what you'll find at the Habitat Restore.
We have doors.
Shopping at the Restore.
Yes, we have doors. We have interior and exterior doors available.
Hey, come check them out.
We're hiring at the Habitat Restore. Stop by 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for more information.
I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki from News Radio WGNS with a reminder that you can download the Weatherology app on your phone for the forecasts at your fingertips. We can even send weather bulletins to your cell phone. Download the Weatherology app today. It's free in the App Store.
Bigger isn't always better. When it comes to your financial institution, don't send your money to some far-off bank in another state. At Heritage South Community Credit Union, we help when others won't. We've been serving our community since 1957 and are still locally owned and operated in Middle Tennessee. If you're tired of talking to artificial intelligence and computer screens and branches, give Heritage South a try. Learn more at heritagesouth.org. Insured by NCUA.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, back to wrap things up here this morning. Tuesday, August 19th in the books. Thanks for joining us here on the Wake Up Crew, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. You know, if you've changed your phone number or email address, you need to let MTE know. You can receive updates, but if you don't have your contact information updated, it's kind of hard, right? So go to MTE.com so Middle Tennessee Electric can alert you of outages and other important information. MTE.com. Saying good morning to Sharon DeBoer of the Child Advocacy Center and all the folks that work there. Congratulating them. They last Monday, not yesterday, but the Monday before, celebrated their 25th anniversary helping families of child abuse victims. So the CAC receiving flowers today from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS. So congrats and send in a good neighbor. You know, we've got a lot of great folks here in our community that are good neighbor worthy. I'd say the majority, right? So let us know about it. Text neighbor to 615-893-1450 or just head over to WGNSradio.com/good neighbor. The two easy ways to get in your good neighbors to us. And don't fret, we'll have the birthday announcement coming up here just shortly.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
Hey, man. You know, I don't trust trees, man.
Really?
Yeah, they seem kind of shady.
Replay.
We're rating not the joke itself, but the delivery. And that was a good delivery.
But so the joke was pretty good.
The joke was good. But now, see, he can't get out of.
No.
Like, he's always going to be the one who's rated.
So it wouldn't have been as good if I said, you know, I don't trust trees. They seem kind of shady.
Your score wouldn't have been. The joke score. I mean, the joke was good either way.
Well, only one more day of that, and you'll forget about it, so.
That's fair.
So there's your dad joke. What have we learned today? Has this been an educational show for our listeners?
I've listened.
Yes, yes.
I've listened. Learned.
Wait, listen, here it is.
I've learned.
We, of course, had the snack food report. Talked about some new things, including potato
wedges. We were really all over the place with food. We talked about nachos.
Yeah, he just had questions for us today. And you had some questions?
Yeah.
It was just questions.
Well, you know, we talked very early on, you know, like at the very first segment about the new Demases coming to the MTSU Student Union building.
Right. We also talked about, you brought up the question, have I been to any new restaurants lately?
There's so
many.
I'm
single. I don't get out much, man.
Well, I don't either.
But you go with Dalton. They take you all kinds of places. Sure. I don't know what you would do without your son.
Well, he takes us.
Well, I mean, but you name the place.
Oh, yeah.
Well.
It used to be more of a collaborative effort, but then when Megan got pregnant, it was like, well, let her pick. I was like, yes.
Still going on? Is that still going on?
No. Well, I said, well, she's pregnant, because, I mean, she may not want to eat.
Well, that was really sweet
food,
of you.
So, for that whole time. She was the one who chose. Now, I'm sure
Dalton. You know what's amazing? I think Megan is the only one in Murfreesboro that really likes him.
And I think she might be the only person on Earth who he really likes.
I know. I think so. Even more so than you.
I know.
I mean,
yeah,
that happens a lot, though. The daughter-in-law gets close to him. And
he kind of hates me.
Nah. But, you know, he's got another girl he likes, too.
Ladybug.
No, she comes on Wednesdays.
Oh, yeah. A little bit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about his dog.
You finally did something for him he liked.
Yeah, that's true. It took 25 years, yeah. But...
She's almost saying pop-pop, so...
She's not. She does have those two little bottom teeth poking in, though.
Oh,
at
wow.
3 months, she's got teeth. Is that crazy?
Well, they're not here yet, but you can see lines where they're forming.
Don't worry, she'll grow fast enough.
I know, too fast. Okay, song of the day, Michael Jackson and Paul McCartney, a kind of an unexpected duet, really. Say, 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 and I say, 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 we're out of here.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. A heat advisory continues. Sunny and hot today. Highs top out near 98 degrees, with heat index values approaching 105. Winds north around 5 miles per hour. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy skies, light winds, lows drop to 73. And then Wednesday, chance for showers and storms developing or building into the area, and highs get back well into the 90s. I'm Phil Jenska with your Wake Up Crew.